After watching a few episodes of HBO's Boardwalk Empire, I thought I knew a little something about Atlantic City's party town past. That is, until I met a group of 70 and 80-somethings who've lived some of Atlantic City's history.
My name is Ralph Hunter. I'm the founder of the African American Heritage Museum of Southern New Jersey, and I've been a resident of Atlantic City since the early 50s.
It's drizzly and cool, not a good day for the beach. So Hunter has set up an indoor brunch of salmon, caviar, and champagne, and invited in a bunch of old friends to reminisce.
When Club Harlem opened, everybody within 500 miles knew the club was going to open. People would get dressed up in their fineries and come to Atlantic City.
The club drew huge crowds and hosted stars like Lena Horne and Sammy Davis Jr. And the famous breakfast show, which started at 3 a.m., served booze, not breakfast.
There would be maybe 5,000 people on the street on Kentucky Avenue, which was a small crowd.
In the 50s and 60s, Club Harlem was at the center of Northside nightlife and a social hub for the African-American community, a place to see stars and be seen, a place to drop the top and cruise.
And they would go maybe 2 miles an hour. Everybody had a Cadillac. Am I right, Kenny?
Convertible.
Convertible Cadillac.
Call it KY in the curve.
80-year-old Ken Hill was born and raised in Atlantic City, a lifetime Northsider. By night, he was a regular at the clubs, part of the Glamour Row circle, good-looking young partiers who hung out with celebrities. And when he wasn't at the clubs, he was at the beach.
My mother said, go to the beach, no babysitter, you know. Take your lunch, and we'd go to the beach across the tracks, down Missouri Avenue, past the railroad station, and you were on the beach until the lifeguards left, which was 6 o'clock.
On weekends, African-Americans from New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia all headed for Missouri Avenue Beach, or as some called it, Chicken Bone Beach. Muriel Greenwich, who's lived near the beach all of her 81 years, explains the origin of the name.
They came in with their pots of collard greens and chicken and all sorts of southern cuisine. And as a result, they had to have some place to eat it, so they ate it on the beach. So that's how it kind of got its name.
Blacks went to Missouri Avenue Beach, partly because the other Atlantic City beaches did not welcome them.
From Venice Park, First Bridge, you couldn't go over the First Bridge. It was from there back to Atlantic Avenue. That was the area that we call Red Line, where African Americans lived, worked, owned property, owned businesses.
My name is Henrietta Wallace Shelton. My family came to Atlantic City in the early 50s, and Atlantic City was socially restricted. Even though in the South you had signs, Atlantic City was unspoken signs. You know, and that's America. That's America.
Every summer weekend that they can, the old friends still go to the beach, but they've moved across town to the one on Caspian Avenue. Club Harlem is gone. But Ken Hill, once the king of Glamour Row, is still considered the mayor of the beach.
We see everyone who comes to the beach, and sometimes I say, who is that? You know, and he says, oh, I forget. We're at that age where we forget, but the beach is part of our life.
Jeanette Woods for WHYY.